Welcome to the 1028 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Fun night last night. Congrats to Sherry Scott of Regalsville, PA, who won the Shooter's Pack from Crossbreed Holsters, our Facebook fan giveaway, which consisted of a Super Tuck holster, a custom gun belt, and an outside-the-waistband dual magazine carrier from Crossbreed. And another pat on the back and congrats to Frank the Recruiter, who won his choice of the Car Arms P380 or the CM9 for, get this, $43.68 on the Penny Gun Auction that we followed last night on the air. Make sure to follow Armed American Radio on Facebook for your chance to win by visiting facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Don't forget the free reports, freehomedefense.com, freeshootingreport.com, and howtogetaconcealedcarrypermit.com. Enjoy this week's show, and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Wow, multitasking like crazy here on the Armed American Radio Network today. I hope you're having a great day. An amazing show. Why are you laughing at me, Sean?
Because you're multitasking. I'm the one that's running the board, looking at Facebook, trying to record everything. Welcome to my world, my friend.
Are you complaining?
Oh, no, I enjoy this. This is what I wake up to do.
I was born for this. That's about all I can tell you.
That's, well,
PennyGunAuction.com. $25.02. Your choice of a car, P380 or a CM9, should you win this auction. PennyGunAuction.com. There is still time to get on. The auction is still live. We've been following it throughout the show. Hank Whaley, founder of Penny Gun Auctions, was here in the first hour. If we have a winner during this third and final hour, Hank will call us and let us know. And hopefully, maybe, we can get that individual live on the radio. However, at $25.05, if this auction closes out right now, wins you a car P380 or CM9, your choice. Two fantastic firearms. I know which one I would select. But we're at, where are we? 9 seconds to go, 2509. Jones E12 has bidden. Bidding, excuse me. Sean, have you bid yet?
I'm trying to get roll over there to
you
do it.
You are not allowed to.
I know.
You produce and board up the show. You can't be doing that.
I know, as much as I love to, though.
Got an email here, and actually got a message here from individual by the name of Joseph Schultz. During the last hour, I was referring to the McNeil Epp case. Some very eerie similarities between the McNeil Epp case and the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case. We'll go back there and discuss that with our roundtable selection members here in just a moment. But from Joseph Schultz, let me find my glasses. Mark, I just read Alan Corwin's book, The Gun is Hot, The Perp is Not, Now What? The book really made the case for keeping your mouth shut during a 911 call and said, if possible, have your lawyer or someone else call. That read was a real wake-up call, a must-read for gun carry folks. It is fascinating, Joseph, there's no question about it. Of course, there's a lot of people on the other side that said you're setting yourself up for disaster by not doing that. But as you know from hearing Alan Corwin, you can visit him at gunlaws.com for a copy of that book. The gun's hot, the perp's not, now what? Alan is always provocative, sometimes controversial. He likes to say, really, it should be reversed. But definitely a good read, no question about that. Sean, you ready to get started in the roundtable? This is when we can let our hair down and
yes.
Talk to America about anything we want because we can.
Yes.
From the toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. We need to ring a little bell when we say that.
I need to go to Alaska and get me one of those crabs.
Well, you can get one of those crabs in a grocery store. You're just going to pay $42 a pound.
Well, might as well fly to Alaska. It might be cheaper.
Will somebody please remind me why it is that Romney isn't all over Obama about grocery bills? Every
That's
American eats. Democrats
yeah.
eat. You can't tell me that the Democrat next door isn't as ticked off as I am about grocery bills.
No.
No, they're not. They think it's for the greater cause. They don't mind paying more for food because they want. Well, I mean, explain that to me.
Well, because we're America, we have too much access here. We should, cut down on our food consumption.
That's right. When I was a kid, they used to say, "Clean your plate." Yeah. There's somebody starving in China.
I mean, we got people that are telling us we can't have a 42-ounce Coke.
Now it's, "Clean your plate. We owe a ton of money to China." Don't waste anything. That's borrowed money. You're throwing away.
Well,
when I was a kid, I wanted to be a member of the Clean Plate Club because I felt bad somebody was starving in China. Well, my, how things change.
Well, I mean, the way I am, if the food is good, you're going to clean your plate anyway. So if you have to tell someone to clean their plate, well, the cook might have wanted to reassess what's going on with his cooking.
These are little kids.
Hey, I ate everything when I was little.
These are little kids. What are you going to do?
Well,
I don't know what you're going
to
do.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't do corporal punishment anymore. The Democrats don't want it. Oh, it's illegal to spank a kid these days. So,
I went to a place in Mentor, Ohio. I went to school at a school, St. Mary's Catholic School.
Oh, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. A long time ago.
Wow.
I told you earlier in the broadcast I was 50. I still don't know how that happened. But I do remember going to St. I was in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And our playground was mm-hmm. the parking lot, as, a lot of playgrounds are, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Are they? Ours was in the parking lot.
Mine was.
Get this. We had a white line that divided the parking lot, girls on one side, boys on the other. And if your little kickball went over the line,
mm-hmm.
you stood at the line and had to yell for one of the nuns to go get the ball.
And what happens if you stepped over that line?
You got smacked with a ruler. And you know what? Nobody break the rules.
I'm sure they didn't.
Maybe we should get back to that.
I hear some of those nuns can light a person up quick.
This honest to goodness truth, I've never Googled this, and I should. My teacher was Sister Mary Walschlager.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Mary Walschlager, third grade.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I remember it being a big deal when my name was called on the speaker and I won the little button. in the morning, they had the little giveaways, and I won one of the giveaways because they called my name on the speaker.
So you were one of the star kids.
I think it's like my kid's Dizzy Dean baseball team. Every kid will get a game ball. Even the little kid who never got a hit all year or all season will get a game ball, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And somebody out there is thinking right now, why? Because we're all equal. I can hear the arguments coming to you. Listen, I hear you. It's Dizzy Dean baseball, okay? Let's get to the round table right now before I put my New Balance sneaker in my mouth. David Kodria, how you doing?
I'm multitasking myself, Mark. I'm talking on the phone, I'm smoking a cigar, and I'm huddled by the space heater.
Oh,
that's a beautiful thing. Don't let it burn your house down. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, how you doing out there in Utah? Vernal, to be exact.
I'm doing great, Mark. It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
I have to ask this question because it just hit me live on air. I'm going to go around the table with it. David, my son plays Dizzy Dean baseball. Every kid gets a game ball throughout the season. And right now they're doing the fall ball, right? I think they play 13 games during the fall. And the kids are having a great time. It's a great time of the year up here to be playing ball. But every kid gets a ball. Should every kid get a ball, David? Should we reward every kid, even if they didn't get a hit all year? Or is that just all being equal, everybody getting a fair shot? Because remember, in real life, I teach my kid this. You ask my son, second place is what? He'll look right at you and say, first loser.
Having competed in a few things at a younger age, I can tell you that getting a trophy was really something when you knew that you had earned it. And, so I would have to say, no, we don't all deserve trophies. Winners deserve trophies.
Ah, yeah, there we go. George, and you're a father. How many kids you got, George?
I've got six.
Should all the kids get a game ball, or are we just are we playing into it, George? What's the story?
You know, at the younger age, yes. Yes, absolutely. As the kids get older, though, it's time to learn that there are winners and losers in sports.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on that, clearly. And I'm talking, my son is 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're getting it, but they haven't yet gotten it. right. 10, 11, 12 years old, they're getting it.
Right.
Or they've gotten it. They understand. Right now, it's coach pitch, that type of thing. Every kid's getting it. They're learning the fundamentals of the game is what they're doing.
Right, right.
At this stage of the game right now, I don't have a problem with the kids, you know, each of the kids getting a game ball. But I agree with David that that trophy means something when you've earned it.
And the kids know that. And right. if they don't get the trophy and they know that they earned it, they will be disappointed. But at that coach pitch level, you know, they're using that little pitching machine. The coach drops the ball in and it shoots it out to the plate. I loved watching my kids play baseball, you know, at that level because it was fun. It was fun for them. It was a new thing for them. And at that level, they're just starting to grasp it.
Well, and it absolutely kills me. I keep score for the team, and I'm in the dugout with the coaches, you know, and helping them out. And it's a lot of fun to watch the kids at that age. You watch the little 8-year-olds get in there, Sean, and they're stepping out of the batter's box, getting a timeout, warming up with the bat, gawking up, tapping the plate. You know, they're grabbing themselves and scratching their thighs. And you know, all they're doing is imitating what they're seeing on TV, and it's wonderful to watch these kids. And they're in their little uniforms. They just look like little miniature, you know, Alex Rodriguez without all the big fat wallets. But it's fun to watch the kids at that age. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We're going to talk a little. We're going to try to stump the ogre today. But boy, again, off-air conversations. I actually stumped the ogre last week. We'll see if we can do it live on the air. Maybe I'll ask him the same question and see if he plays along. Armed American Radio, we'll be right back. I'm Mark Walters.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back. KMYC Talk Radio, 1410 Marysville, in the People's Republic of California with a K. We are filling your prescription for freedom. Shanto and I are firing 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom in your direction. Welcome to the show. Your doctor has written you a weekly 3-hour dose. Now you get the truth. And remember, you are mainstream America. Don't believe the pundits on TV and the MSNBCs, the MSDNCs. Quit being a headline surfer. You, law-abiding gun owner, are Mr. and Mrs. America. You are mainstream America. Buy another gun, be proud of who you are, and pay no attention to the bonehead in the White House. Thank you very much. Sean, in the last hour, I had mentioned that we were going to do the Crossbreed Holsters giveaway, and we got taken up with Rob and had a good, really good half hour with Rob Pincus.
Yes, absolutely.
And we didn't do the giveaway. I know you're multitasking. I didn't have an opportunity to talk with you during the off-air break.
Yeah.
Do you have a winner of Crossbreed Holster giveaway this week?
I absolutely do, believe
it
or not. I actually do some work here. Sherry Scott from Regalsville, Pennsylvania is our winner. I like her likes. She grills. Man, she is.
She grills?
She grills.
Oh.
Yes.
We like grillers.
Grilling while armed.
Grilling while armed. She's listening to Armed American Radio. Okay, Sherry Scott. Is that right?
Sherry Scott. Yes.
Regalsville?
Regalsville,
Pennsylvania. Sherry Scott, congratulations. You have just won a Crossbreed Holsters Shooters Pack. Get this, a Super Tuck inside the waistband holster for the gun of your choice, a custom leather gun belt.
Mm.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
Because I don't care how high quality your holster is, it's only as good as the belt it's riding on or with. And in addition to the holster and the gun belt, and outside the waistband, dual, that means two, magazine carrier.
Ooh.
Fantastic. I have the rig. In fact, I'm wearing it now. I actually have the outside the waistband holster. I'm not carrying in a Super Tuck.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm carrying in the Crossbreed outside the waistband right now with the dual magazine carrier.
Mm.
And I am carrying a full-size 40 caliber, 15 rounds, plus one in the pipe.
Nice.
Smoke that, anti-gunners, and 2 15-round magazines for a total of 45 plus 46 rounds of potent hollow point evil ammunition.
Oh, watch out! Oh, the what's his name gonna find you?
It's only evil if you try to steal my car or take my wallet, then it's evil. Welcome back to the show, the roundtable. David Kodria, how you doing?
Doing wonderful, thank you.
You know, you're talking about smoking that cigar out there and that space heater going. I got to tell you, it's a little bit nippy down here, too. It's about 37 degrees today. It will be a low of 37 degrees. Not used to seeing that in a while.
Yeah, it's starting to get cold here, too. Plus, the leaves are all coming down in droves, and it's just a never-ending battle this time of year.
Yeah, it is. Don't get your blowers out until the last one falls. That is a never-ending battle. George, What's the weather doing out there? We haven't mentioned this in a long time, being in election season here, and election in 9 days, actually 7 days. We don't count the day we're in and the election day itself. That's how we trick ourselves into making our vacation come a little quicker.
Oh, the weather's beautiful. The leaves are almost all on the ground now, it seems like.
Are there leaves in Utah? I thought you just said rocks and
well, we do
sky.
Have, you know, desert trees. You know, so.
Desert trees?
Yeah.
Isn't that normally called a cactus, George?
Well, these have leaves on them, so. But the Uinta Basin is a unique area. We've got, I can look out, stand on my porch, look to the north, I've got snow in the mountains.
Oh, cool.
And look to the south, and I've got open desert.
Oh, that is too cool.
Yeah, that is pretty out there.
But not too cold. We did have some snow. I rode my ZX-11 through snow.
Nice.
Earlier this week, and had a lot of weird looks.
Oh, wait. Stop the conversation. Stop the tape. It's time to stump the ogre. George.
Yeah.
As of late, I've seen a couple local deputies carrying Glocks. And I've noticed in their Glocks that the firearm protrudes about a half an inch outside the bottom of the Kydex, outside the waistband duty holster, which the last one I saw appeared to be a Blade Tech and was riding outside the waistband on what I would assume to be, with, I know it was, a bailiff, because I was having lunch right across the street from the local courthouse, county courthouse. George, I noticed what appeared to be a port underneath the muzzle, underneath the barrel, about a quarter inch back on the bottom of the slide. Was unable to see the top of the slide. Glock 35. Why? How do I know that? Because I went up and I asked the officer.
Ooh.
Can you describe what that's for? That is the second time I've seen it.
Right. Well, the Glock 35 and the Glock 34 are the long slide 9s and 4s.
And
you're
I
looking at the Glock 35s, which is the 40 cal version. Oh. Now, it has a little round hole on the bottom of the front of the dust cover there at the end. And then it's got an open top across the top of the slide.
Mm.
And that's typical of these Glocks. You can get aftermarket barrels that are ported for them so it can vent out the top. These are more for competition guns that Glock's put out, because Glock's really not doing any ported guns anymore. So the barrel's not ported, but the slide is just opened up a little bit.
But let's discuss a ported barrel for listeners. Give them listeners who may not understand what we're talking about.
Right.
When you say that they used to port those, they used to have a 17C, for example, rather than the venerable Glock 17. They had the 17C, and the C stood for compensated. Would you describe what that means, George?
Right. You've got the holes in the barrel and the slide. So as the bullet, you fire the gun, the bullet passes that hole. Some of that, the blast, the pressure, the hot gases.
Or the muzzle blast.
The muzzle blast is vented up, and that keeps the muzzle from flipping up as much.
So on the top of the slide, you had a port, and we'll use the old boat terminology there. We had a port and a starboard side. You had the split port at the top of the slide, close to the muzzle end, and what would happen is that muzzle blast would be forced through the port or the hole at the top of the barrel.
Right.
And that port would then eject out the top. And if you see the color pictures of it at night, you see a very cool look. It looks like a big giant flame in the shape of a V.
Right.
Coming up out of the top. Now, there are advantages and disadvantages to that, George. Would you tell listeners what they are?
Well, the advantage...
I've got 30 seconds. Make it real quick.
Right. The advantage is that it's going to reduce your muzzle climb and get you back on your target quicker. The disadvantage, though, is that you're now blasting gas out of the top. So for a law enforcement officer, it's less ideal. Shooting at night, it's less ideal because of, of course, the flash.
Which, of course, could blind you.
Right.
Now, in the compensated, in the 35s that we're referring to here, in the competition guns, it's curious to me that I've seen two, and the Glock 35 is a competition firearm.
Well,
it is designed for competition. Those do not come standard with ported barrels. Therefore, those holes are for weight distribution on the competition guns on the 35. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. That's George's, stumping for the day. We couldn't do it. We'll be back after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store, where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's sleep number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Indeed. Welcome back. KMYC, Talk Radio 1410, Marysville, People's Republic of California. We love you guys. Welcome to the show. You are mainstream America. Don't ever forget it. Armed American Radio is filling your prescription for freedom every week for the full 3 hours, right here on the Armed American Radio Network. Congratulations to you. It's a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for joining us on the show. And congratulations to Sherry Scott from Regalsville, Pennsylvania. Sherry has won the Crossbreed Holster Shooters Pack consisting of the Super Tuck Inside the Waistband Holster, their flagship holster, custom gun belt, leather gun belt, and an Outside the Waistband dual magazine carrier. Sherry, congratulations for that. We've sent you a message on Facebook. Thanks for being a fan. Respond back to us, if you will, with your email address, and we'll hook you up with Crossbreed. They'll ship that shooter's pack to you right away. Mark, Shonto, welcome back.
Thank you. You know, if you have not checked out this auction on Penny Gun Auction, you are missing out. It's at 29.17.
Yeah, with another 10 seconds to go. Thanks for reminding us of that. 29.18 now. Mm-hmm. Sergeant Joe 13 just bid it to 29.18.
This is so cool.
It is. It's fascinating. This is the second time we have followed one live. This is going to be regular on Armed American Radio. We will do that. I'd like to do this at least once a month. And for Armed American Radio listeners, the United States Concealed Carry Association members, you all get a bargain. Penny Gun Auction, when you register for free, hooks you up with 20 free bids. 20 free bids. Mm. That's $10 worth of bids for free using the promo code AARPOD in caps. AARPOD in caps. And 2922, Sergeant Joe just bid it back up.
Sergeant Joe wants that. I've seen his name several times. Go ahead, then.
he wants that. He wants you get the winner will receive their choice of a car P380 or a CM9. David Kodria, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Well, you know, I heard that you did not stump the ogre, so I think he should get a trophy, but I also think that Sean and I should, too.
No question about that. Hey, get involved. You guys might win the car. Man, you guys are contributors. You can't get involved.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, David, let me reintro the ogre quickly, and then I want to get your opinion on the, was it self-defense or murder? Did you have an opportunity to read into that a little bit?
Yeah, I'd actually written about that back when it happened.
Okay, so you're very familiar with the case then. George Hill, the mad ogre, can't stump you. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good tonight.
So, that Glock 35, I've never fired the Glock 35. I have the Glock 22. I'm very familiar with it. I train with the 22 and the 17 on a fairly regular basis, among others. Including a car, the CM9. I have the CM9. It's a wonderful gun in 9mm. Love it. It's very comparable size-wise to the 19, a little bit smaller, I think.
Mm-hmm. But, now, I haven't shot the 35, but I did shoot the 34. Very smooth, very linear on the recoil pulse. Real easy to make accurate shot placements.
Wow. I think that extended barrel length does a little bit. Shonto, you have a comment?
Oh, I'm just saying, wow. I would like to get my hands on one of those.
Well, see, I'm packing right now my long slide Glock 23.
Oh.
And I know, now Rob didn't mention it, but he's got a Glock 26L.
We're referring to Rob Pincus.
26.
Say again, Rob Pincus, he has a what?
A long slide Glock 26 now that he's become kind of fond of.
I know David Kodry has got a big old fat six gun he likes to barbecue wearing while armed.
Still haven't seen the picture.
Well, I have to send it to you. You need to.
Yes, you do.
Call me out on national radio.
That's because of that Apple phone thing.
That Apple phone. That's for my iPhone 5. Yeah, that's a great phone, by the way. Lots of compliments. Oh, you have an Apple iPhone 5? I said, yes, I'm the idiot that waits in line at 4:30 in the morning.
Well, they just don't know good technology when they see a Samsung.
Okay. Assume out of existence.
I like my droid.
Thank you. I like my droid, too.
Droid.
The droids, they're the Glocks of cellular technology.
Absolutely.
Droid. All right. David Kodry, a man who just recently got his first cell phone. Was it self-defense or was it murder? Would you like to give us, I discussed this in the second hour, and I opened up the beginning of the show in the first segment with a quote from a juror. And I have to tell you, David, very, very, very disturbing, this quote from the juror. And you know anybody who carries around a gun with hollow point bullets, question mark? They aren't just wanting to scare somebody. What did he expect would happen? This juror apparently was predisposed to, let's just say it almost sounds like an anti-gun statement. Or not maybe anti-gun, but someone who came in to this, I don't know, maybe what, David?
Well, with a certain degree of hoplophobia, that's a fact.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was hoplophobia. I think it was more, I guess where I'm trying to go with that, do you know anybody who carries around a gun with hollow point bullets? Clearly, this is an uneducated person who doesn't know anything about self-defense ammunition.
Right. Well, Mark, don't you realize that full metal jacket bullets just pass straight through and only sting people?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the military uses full metal jacket.
Lord. Exactly. David, George, I love you. David, clearly this is an individual who does not understand self-defense. Clearly this is someone who thinks if you're carrying a gun, you must be a bad person. That's the way this comes across to me. Can you comment on this?
Well, it certainly sounds like an inappropriate judgment for a juror to make in terms of determining a guilty or not guilty verdict on a case like this.
Three years after the fact, this man is now doing prison time.
Yeah, and the whole situation was unfortunate all the way around. There was bad judgment that was involved. It was problematic that the victim had the knife folded in his pocket. But I got to tell you, if my son, you know, told me that somebody had pulled a knife on him, I would move heaven and earth to get to his side to protect him. And even if a knife was not pulled, I've seen too many cases where somebody punching somebody can result in serious injury, if not fatality. It's one of these tough things, Mark, that without knowing all the facts, it's tough to actually make the call without sounding like your Monday morning quarterbacking. Did in fact the guy come in and use a level of force that was not required? I don't know because I wasn't there. I certainly think some of the statements that he made to the 911 operator were problematic. But again, knowing that, or at least if we're to believe him in terms of what he said about what preceded that, you'd have to say he was certainly justified in rushing there and taking all means necessary to protect himself, his son, his home. It's just tough. I mean, I don't mean to sound like I'm weaseling out on this or anything, Mark.
No, I don't. You're not weaseling. You don't sound like you're weaseling out. It is difficult. We talked about it briefly prior to this segment, prior to this hour. I talked about it with one of the greatest self-defense experts in the country, Rob Pincus. And I made the following comment that if you are armed, I have repeatedly said on this program, and I will continue to repeat, never, ever, ever interject yourself into a situation. Don't go injecting yourself somewhere to escalate the situation if you're armed, if it isn't absolutely 100% necessary. What's 100% necessary? McNeil shows up, the guy's got his son against a truck with a knife against his throat. Absolutely kill him. I don't want to see, that's exactly what you have to say. End it. That's your son. His life is on the line. The guy's got a knife to his throat. Absolutely. When you pull up and the guy's leaning against a truck and the son maybe is, 20, 30 feet away, this becomes, as you said, to use your own words, problematic. The jury had a problem with it. He was convicted of murder. They didn't believe it was self-defense. The similarities that brought this to my attention, and I'll mention them to you now when we come back from a break, I want to analyze it with you in the final segment, is the similarities to this in the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case, because here we have the NAACP involved trying to get McNeil, a black man, a new trial. He was on the phone with 911, who was telling him, don't let the officers get there. In Florida, we have George Zimmerman on the phone with 911, the cops telling him, don't. Another shooting, and the NAACP wants him to fry. We'll discuss it in detail when we come back here on the final segment of Armed American Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. www.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, a National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the second Amendment is not debatable.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters. I love that.
Oh, he's got it. His voice is just off the hook, man. I know that's old terminology, so but that's true.
No, he is so good. He almost sounds like the robot from Gilligan's Island. Remember that guy? This is the way we wash our clothes, wash our clothes. This is the way we wash our clothes. Remember that guy?
Yeah. Well, he's a super good guy.
Really, oh, I love him. He's awesome. He's done a lot of work for me, and he just does a wonderful job. He's going to be doing more. Welcome back to the program, particularly you, KMYC, Talk Radio 1410, Marysville, California. It's great to have you here. KCAR, Omaha, Nebraska. Welcome back to the show. Love you guys out there. All you Texas stations, all you Florida stations, New York, Troy, Schenectady, Albany, the capital city up there. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. The Kenai Peninsula in Alaska. Brawley down in Southern California. You guys are all over the place. Loving it. And everybody in between. Glad to have you here. Michigan stations. Fun stuff. David Kodria. Welcome back to the show.
Always glad to be here. Thank you.
The racial element, the racial component here cannot be overlooked, David. The NAACP in this particular case. Oh, wait, before we get started, Sean, you have a big announcement. Run with it.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I want to thank you for allowing me to have this time to speak and everything on the show.
Sure.
And letting me you know, talk about my political stuff. But anyway, I have a big announcement. Next week, I'm going to be doing some special stuff podcasting about the election. I'm going to have you and David on, and just want to let everybody know I'm moving up on the food chain, so to speak. I got a Facebook page, and so stay tuned, and we will definitely let you know how to get in contact, because I've had quite a few emails.
I want people to know where to be able to listen to the podcast,
yes.
And we'll discuss that coming up in the next week or so, okay?
Absolutely.
And you can, for information, check us out at Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and we'll update you as Shanto updates us. So, Sean, you're welcome. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
David, the racial component here, I can't ignore this. You've got the NAACP wanting George Zimmerman's head. They don't care if that man's innocent. They don't care. Jesse Jackson will not come out when George Zimmerman is found innocent and say, "We're sorry." That's not what he's going to say. Al Sharpton won't say, "Well, justice has been served. This is what our justice system is for. All we wanted him was, we just wanted him arrested, and the justice system has worked." That's not what Al Sharpton's going to say. Yet in this case, what are they saying? Now they want this guy to get a new trial. This can't be overlooked. The similarities are eerie. David, your comments.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's troubling, because the law is supposed to apply equally to everyone. And I guess what I was saying before, when I was kind of hemming and hawing about the case, is that having not been there with the jury and hearing all the evidence and having seen how the mainstream media distorts things, we only have a very limited view of what actually went down in this case. But yes, the NAACP has been tremendously hypocritical, particularly since they were defending this man's gun use, and they are one of the most anti-gun organizations out there. They were actually, you know, suing gun manufacturers before the Protection and Lawful Commerce Act was passed. And again, for them to make a blanket statement just based on the race of the participants and the reversal of that is not only hypocritical, it's wrong.
Yeah, I'm reading off the Atlanta Journal-Constitution page here. According to testimony, Epp and McNeil feuded almost from the day the McNeils bought the $439,000 house in Kennesaw, which is right down the road from the studio here. They disagreed over fixtures, lighting, paint, tile, and garage doors. The cost of toilets was not included in the sale price, so the McNeils had to pay extra to have two installed. On the day they closed, Epp still had not secured a certificate of occupancy, and he still had a punch list of unfinished jobs. The morning of the shooting, the McNeils discovered Epp had removed the heating and air conditioning vents from their home and installed them in the one he was building next door for his mother. A few hours after that discovery, LaRon McNeil called his father to report a strange man in their backyard. LaRon McNeil confronted Epp, and according to his testimony, the two exchanged threats and obscenities until Epp waved a utility knife. So clearly there's bad blood between these two individuals. Clearly they have a history. Clearly there is hypocrisy from the NAACP. It is palpable. The racial component here cannot be ignored when you take into consideration that Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson were all over the Zimmerman case before any of the facts came out, and which are still not out. Let me make that very clear. We haven't even commented on the progression of this case, because those facts have not yet come out. When they do, I said then, and I will say now, David and George and Sean and you, listener, wherever you may be, I will assemble a panel of the best self-defense experts and attorneys in the nation, and we will discuss it here on this program. It will be radio you don't want to miss. George, you'll probably be a part of that panel too.
Absolutely.
So
I would like to interject in here also, Mark, that if a supposed white group had come out and put up wanted dead or alive posters on Mr. McNeil, that would have rightfully been, you know, condemned by everyone.
Well, you would have had Attorney General Eric Holder would have been all over that.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we had death threats, hundreds of death threats, clear death threats from the new Black Panther Party against George Zimmerman. And our Attorney General Eric Withholder has done nothing, has said nothing. The NAACP did not condemn it. Al Sharpton has said nothing. Jesse has said nothing except, my son is bipolar. So the hypocrisy drips. You have to wipe it up with a rag. It's despicable and disgusting. We'll follow this McNeil case as it is now getting a ton of airplay. The similarities here are...
Well, Mark, let's not forget that the Black Panther Party were the ones that were at the voting registration. I believe that was in Philadelphia.
Carrying sticks.
Now, remember, we had a justice that not a justice. We had a attorney that resigned because Eric Holder and them would not look at that case. But yet they'll scream, "Oh, well, we have oh, we don't need voting laws here. We don't."
The president of the United States of America injected himself into the Trayvon Martin case. I wonder where he is in the McNeil case in Atlanta. Where is he? Oh, he's busy trying to keep his job right now. Kiss that goodbye in just a few more days. David, I was mentioning at the beginning of the hour, George, we're going to go around the table to you at the beginning of the program. I spent some time in Wisconsin on my flight back to Atlanta. I met a wonderful lady, a farmer, a 400-acre farm, dairy farm from Wisconsin. And we had a fascinating discussion. Of course, I wasn't going to bring up politics while sitting confined in the fuselage of a jet on a tarmac, 40 minutes delayed. You don't know what anybody's thinking, and you don't know where they're from and what their background is. Just not the thing to bring up. When she told me that Romney and Ryan were going to take Wisconsin, and I felt real good about it, having seen Romney Ryan signs all over the place. Of course, it could be the little green man running as long as Obama's out of office. David Kodria, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry we're running out of time. I wasn't paying attention to the clock. We'll see you next week on the roundtable, correct?
Done.
George Hill, the Mad Ogre.
Absolutely.
Couldn't stump you, brother. Only got 30 seconds. We'll see you next week on the roundtable. I'll try to stump you then. Shanto, as usual, always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, the Penny Gun Auction is still going on. Visit it at pennygunauctions.com. Get in there right now. $32.09. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. Carry on, carry off, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. Don't be that caveman. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark year. Jealous me by the
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Clearance dresses and suits for her, now 50 to 75% off. Men's outerwear from London Fog, Nautica, and more, 50% off. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on all fine jewelry. Handbags from Gianni Bernini and Style & Co., now 50% off. And save 60% on our entire stock of pillows. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.